105.7 The Fan. With your sports updates every 20 minutes, I'm Kevin Battle. More on demand, 105.7thefan.com.
Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan. Talking and living sports 24-7. What a game.
105.7 The Fan.
Scott and Jeremy back with you. We're here till 6 o'clock. Baltimore baseball tonight at 6. Orioles with the night off, but the show continues. Talk some hardball at 6 o'clock. Orioles and the Angels at the yard tomorrow. We also got some basketball in town this week, Jeremy.
Yep.
Some high flyers at Stevenson University. And here to tell us all about it, Raven wide receiver, special team standout, Laquan Williams. Laquan, how are you? Scott and Jeremy here.
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you?
Good. I want to know about these hoopsters you've assembled here, NBA, NFL guys. I know what happens when you throw those guys in a gym. They get after it pretty good, don't they?
Yeah, they do. But this event is going to be more felt for the entertainment of the children. Just come out there, have some fun, showcase a little bit.
Now, this is for your foundation. And I know it's a fundraiser and guys are helping you out with this event. But tell the people a little bit about your foundation and what you're trying to do.
Okay, well, it's the Laquan Williams Foundation. And our mission is to help at-risk youth and also lupus awareness. Mm-hmm. My mom's struggling with lupus, and we're really trying to find out, just getting the public more aware, and maybe one day finally find a cure for it.
Well, you and I both have been touched by that. We talked about it when I saw you at the Nest One Scholarship Banquet. My daughter, right. Your mother, so that one hits pretty close to home, right?
Yes, when it hits close to home, you want to make a conscious effort to get it fixed even more.
How's mom doing?
She's doing pretty good, man. Yeah. We're very blessed.
Yeah, looking at it, just to throw it out there, June 30th, that's this Saturday, 2:30, at Stevenson University, Owings Mills Gymnasium. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. You can find tickets on lwf15.org. That's for early tickets. We're not sure how many tickets are going to be left once Saturday get here, so we want to get them early.
Well, see, I got to get into this with you because we know football players. I just played in the charity softball game, and there's a lot to be desired there from some of the players on the team. But all the guys, they all talk a big game when it comes to basketball. Who on the team's the real deal? Who can play?
Well, I know Tyrod can play pretty good. Torrey's pretty good. Anquan's also pretty good. There's a couple guys on the team that can really get it done on the basketball court.
You going to be a slam dunk competition or anything?
It won't be a slam dunk competition, but I'm sure guys will give the kids a little show doing warm-up dunking or whatnot.
So I know you were a quarterback and a safety. I think you had 20 interceptions your last 2 years at Pauley. How about your hoop game at Pauley?
Yeah,
did you put up about 20
good.
A game?
Yeah, I was pretty good basketball. I put up 20 a game. I started on varsity out 4 years or whatever.
Oh, you did have 4 years, yeah?
Yeah, varsity was – I mean, basketball was my first love, man, but – I decided to go ahead and take football. I figured I could get further along in the career with it.
Laquan Williams, Ravens wide receiver with us. So did anybody – were you recruited? You wind up at Maryland to play football, but did any schools recruit you for hoops?
No big-time schools, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the names on the list, and if everybody shows up, should be pretty interesting. You got some NBA ball players. Are they going to be playing or just observing?
Yes, some of them will be playing out there. It should be interesting, man. We got a lot of the local guys that's coming out. Josh Selby, Dante Green. We're going to have Jordan Williams from Maryland come out. So, and, you know, my football guys, I'm going to talk trash to them about who's the best at that job. So it should be fun, man.
Hey, there's something about, guys in Baltimore look out for guys in Baltimore, and it seems like if somebody's doing something for charity – guys show up because they know what it's about, and they're there to lend a helping hand. And I'm sure that makes you feel good, right, to see guys from other sports and your teammates with the Ravens show up because you're doing something good for our community.
Definitely, man. That's our job. And the statue that we have, we need to get out and give back to the community. And that's what all of these guys like doing, because it was someone that did that when they were younger growing up. It was first people that came out and just gave them encouragement and let them know that you can dream big and it's possible to make it.
So, Laquan, who were the guys when you're at Pauley and even before that back in middle school, who were the guys that you looked up to in Baltimore that were sports stars? You said, hey, I really like that guy.
Yeah, the funny thing is they're still on my team, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed.
The Ravens, yeah. Now you're playing with them, right?
Yeah. So that's even a better experience, man. I'm definitely living a dream.
Now, who's picking the team? So you loading your team up so you can just dominate the other team and look good, or how's this work?
We're going to figure out how we're going to split it up come Saturday. We're not quite sure yet, so we got to figure it out. I might go ahead and create a mom squad real quick.
Are you talking trash to anybody in specific that you want on the opposite team, you want to go head-to-head with?
No, I actually haven't been, but I'm sure it's going to come when Saturday gets here.
Laquan, tell the fans a little bit about your relationship with Torrey Smith. You guys were teammates at Maryland, and I remember you telling me earlier how much he encouraged you. You weren't drafted. You were an undrafted free agent, wondering if you'd even get a shot in the NFL, and you said he was always there pushing you, telling you to give it your best shot, right?
Yeah, Torrey's one of the guys that's always in my inner circle. He pushed me a lot out of college. He pushed me a lot. Going through training camp and stuff with him helped out a lot and made the whole transformation into an NFL player easier for me and him both. Coming into our rookie season, I wasn't quite sure if I was going to get a shot. And Torrey was one of the people in my ear encouraging me just to keep working hard and keep trying because he wanted to be prepared if he do get the shot because he definitely had the ability. So he was one of the people that just stayed in my corner. So like I said, I'm one of the people that's one of my backbone.
Now, what's your offseason like? Keep working at it, keep plugging away. But what do you do in the offseason? Because, I mean, being from the area, you know a lot of guys travel. Do you stay at home?
Well, yes, I have been staying at home, but in a week or so I'll be traveling away to go train to get ready for my fall camp.
Yeah, obviously for you, nothing's been easy. Nobody ever handed you anything. You weren't drafted. And I'm sure you feel like you got to fight for a roster spot this year like you're an undrafted free agent all over again, right? Is that your mentality?
Yes, that's definitely my mentality. I feel like I always want to have that stigma with me that I'm an undrafted player, and I always feel like I have something to prove. So I play with a chip on my shoulder, and that's what I plan on doing coming to camp. I'm working as hard as I can this offseason to rebuild my game, revamp it, getting the training room and in the weight room and getting the office to really watch film and so I can know what I'm doing and just really make my game look better than last year.
Laquan Williams joined us here on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. He has his charity basketball game coming up at Stevenson University this Saturday. It tips off at 2:30, range right around from 2:30 to 6. And give the website one more time where they can get a hold of you if they want to try to get tickets.
For inquiries about the charity or just to get tickets, you can go to lwf15.org. You can find all information about the charity and the game there.
Now, I know there's a basketball court at the Castle and, you know, mainly set up for some 3-on-3. Do you guys get into action there and a little trash talking going on at those games?
Yeah, we go in there, shoot around a little bit, mess around. Guys get in there, talk trash or whatnot. That's just fun.
Now, I heard Mike Lohr doesn't play around, that he's got a nice jump shot. Now, is that true or not?
Yeah, it's pretty good. He can go a little bit.
It's pretty good. Yes. I think I'm reading between the lines.
Well, see,
pretty good for a lineman is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, pretty good for a lineman. No, that's my man. He can shoot pretty good.
See,
he outshot me one day.
Yeah, I've heard some stories about him outshooting some guys. See, I've heard about him when he was drafted. We had, they showed video of him actually playing basketball, and I brought it up to Ladarius Webb when we had him on the show. And I said, can you beat him in basketball? And Webb had a kind of an interesting phrase on ours. It was basically, I'm trying to remember how I went, he don't want it, is what he said.
He don't want it.
Yeah, he don't want it.
So that was Webby for you. But there's a lot of guys, I said earlier, they tend to talk trash. And I'm just interested who really has game.
Well, I feel like I'm the best player on the team.
There you go.
I like that. So, Laquan, how cool was that last year for you to, you know, every kid grows up hoping to play in the NFL, but not only to be able to play in the NFL, but line up in that opening game with your mom and your family and your hometown. As you said, your heroes as a kid were Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and suddenly they're your teammates. How neat was that?
Like I said, man, I'm blessed just to even get the opportunity to make it to the NFL and do something that I love doing. And then on top of that, at my home, it's words that it's just stuff that can't be explained, man. I'm definitely fortunate.
Well, good luck on the event Saturday, and let me know if you ever need help with the lupus fundraising. Be glad to give you a hand with that.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, Laquan Williams, Ravens.